Chapter 19. Asa. We now come to another king of Judah. He had a little name of three letters, and easy for you to remember. It was Asa. Rehoboam, of whom we have told you, was his grandfather. But Asa turned the people back to God. He did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God, and broke down their idols. So God gave him a time of peace and quiet, and there were no wars for some years. Asa made good use of this time of peace, and built the cities of Judah, and made himself strong. But he was not to have peace always. Good people have trouble, but it makes them seek God to help them. This is what Asa did at that time. The Ethiopians came against him with 300 chariots and an army of 1,000,000, which you know as a million. And poor Asa had only about half that number. What then did he do? He cried unto the Lord his God for help. He knew that if God helped him, it would not matter how many there were against him. So he put his trust in God and went out against this great army in his name. O Lord, thou art our God, he said. Let not man prevail against thee. Then the Lord smote the Ethiopians and made them flee before Asa. And he carried away much sheep and camels and returned in peace to Jerusalem. So God has said, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. No doubt Asa was glad and praised his God for this deliverance. And the prophet Azariah came to him and encouraged him to seek God and worship him alone. So Asa took courage and put away the abominable idols which were in the land. He then gathered the people together, and out of the spoil which he had taken from his enemies, he offered 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep to the Lord. He made a covenant also to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and everyone who would not seek him was to be put to death. What a good beginning Asa had, and there was no more war until he had reigned for 35 years. Then the king of Israel came against him. We are not told why this happened, but perhaps Asa had turned aside from seeking God. This long time of peace had made him easy, and he did not feel his need of the Lord as before. So instead of praying to God to help him, he sent silver and gold to the king of Syria and asked him to come and help him. How dreadful to forsake God in the time of trouble! And what was more sad, Asa took some of the gold and silver from the temple of the Lord. The king of Syria accepted this present and went out against Israel, and so Asa and Judah escaped. But God was angry with Asa, and sent his prophet to tell him he had done foolishly in going to man for help, instead of to the Lord. Then God said Asa should have wars forever afterwards. What is still more sad, Asa was not sorry for what he had done, but was angry with the prophet and put him in prison. This will show us how dangerous it is to turn aside from seeking the Lord. Unless he keeps us, we may go further and further from him. So it was with poor King Asa. He had a disease in his feet, but even this did not make him turn to the Lord. Instead of that, he only went to his doctors and did not ask the Lord to bless what they might do to try to make him better. So Asa was not cured, but died a year or two afterwards. You may read about Asa in the first book of Kings, chapter 15, and verses 9 to 24, and also in the second book of Chronicles, chapters 14 to 16. Now see if you can find the verse in Psalm 50, where we are told to call upon the Lord in the day of trouble.